USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A cataclysmic explosion erupted into the early morning sky over rural northern Illinois, shooting a fireball into the sky at a Chemtool chemical plant near Rockton, Illinois. Rockton Fire Chief Kirk Wilson.
This morning we received a call at 7 a.m. for smoke in the building, which is the Chemtool or Lubrizol manufacturing plant. And what they do there is manufacture lubricants, and basically a very large industrial type building, and also a lot of product, a lot of lubricants and things like that were stored in this building as well.
Two paratroopers from the 82nd Airborne Division died in their Fort Bragg barracks room Friday in a case that investigators suspect involved drugs. Specialist Joshua Diamond of Plymouth, Massachusetts, and Private First Class Matthew Disney of Aberdeen, Maryland, were the soldiers. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
As the world continues to look for the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic, America has hit a grim milestone. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The United States has passed another grim milestone in the pandemic, with 600,000 Americans having died of the virus. Deaths have still fallen off dramatically since a peak in January. The seven-day rolling average has fallen nearly 90% since the winter high. Speaking from Brussels, President Biden urged Americans who haven't yet gotten vaccinated to go get their shot.
I know that black hole that seems to consume you, that fills up your chest when you lose someone that's close to you that you adored. That's why I continue to say to America, if you've not been vaccinated, get vaccinated. Get vaccinated as soon as possible. We have plenty vaccinations, plenty of sites. We have more work to do to beat this virus.
Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Southwest Airlines was grounded nationwide. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
All Southwest Airlines flights have been grounded due to a nationwide network issue. The issue is reportedly with the company's weather monitoring system, but Southwest has not cited a specific reason. The company has said on social media that they're working to correct the problem, but have not given a timeline for flights to resume. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Some Southwest airline flights were back up and running late Monday night after passengers across the country complained of major delays. Hollywood Burbank Airport tweeted shortly after 10 p.m. Central Time, "The airline network issues have been resolved. Departing flights from Burbank are now resuming." How much are you willing to pay to travel to the edge of Earth's atmosphere? If you don't have $28 million in the cushions of your couch, you will need to hold off a bit. Brad Bernards from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau has the story.
Jeff Bezos' space venture, Blue Origin, auctioned off a seat on its upcoming first crewed space flight on Saturday for $28 million.
Thank you. And that is sold, $28 million to number 107.
The winning bidder, whose name wasn't released, will fly to the edge of space with the Amazon founder and his brother Mark on Blue Origin's New Shepard rocket, scheduled to launch on July 20th. The company said it will reveal the name of the auction winner in the coming weeks.
Thanks for listening, my friend. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.